Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of psychiatric consultation and medication review for comprehensive counseling and cooperation. This is mostly medication review, and there are two patients. The patient was seen on May 5th, 2025. The patient was seen via Doxy, and patient has given consent for evaluation and treatment. So the first patient is Frenis, F-R-A-N-E-N-K-S, Franks, F-R-A-N-K-S, N. Her date of birth is 10-15-1974. Telephone number is 313-910-5053. Her date of evaluation is 5-05-2025. Subjective nausea. Patient was seen by a doxy. Patient has consented for pediatric appointment. Anna described. She has been doing very well since the doses of Cymbalta was reduced to 30 mg daily. Her symptoms of depression is much better. Pain of the fibromyalgia has reduced. Only thing she is taking aspirin for her cardiac condition. She described, this morning she got sleep a little late, but overall feeling good. Yet she has to go with her husband to West Virginia in a marriage ceremony. Patient has been Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily, Buspirone 10 mg twice a day, Cymbalta 30 mg daily. She was alert, oriented, mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any persecutive lesion. Patient was provided support, education about the medication, and also insight-oriented therapy. She understands and she is feeling much better. Assessment, major depressive disorder, chronic, history of fibromyalgia, coronary artery disease, plan, continue with the supportive care. I will send a prescription for 30 days. A follow-up appointment was given also in 30 days. End of dictation. Next location is Anna Iannucci. A-N-N-A-I-N-U-C-I. Her date of birth is 3-12-1954. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Subjective agita. Patient is a 71-year-old divorced Caucasian female living in a extended care facility at Fraser. Patient was very tearful, labile, depressed, not feeling good, not able to sleep, constantly complaining about the pain. She indicated that she has left pain arthritis and seen by orthopedic physician who has recommended there is no tissue left in between the bone, it is bone to bone, and they have recommended for the surgery. She claimed that she is having a lot of pain, she cannot think of clearly, cannot focus, and having some memory problem. I further discuss that whatever her orthopedic physician has recommended, she has to follow, and she follow her primary care physician to get some medications for the pain. She described they have given her Tylenol, but it is not helping. I further discussed that maybe they can ask her primary care. They may give some stronger medication than Tylenol if it is not helping. She also described the medication why she is doing okay, but she does not like Ketanapine because it causes memory problem. And she has already reduced the dose of Ketamine at 25 mg daily. She wants some alternative medications. I explained that Sira coil was given just to help her to anxiety and also help in sleep. But if she is sleeping all right, she can reduce the dose to Sira coil 12.5 milligram daily, but she cannot break the capsule. And but if she likes not to take Sira coil, you can stop it. She wanted to stop it. I further discussed that I am not planning to give anything as a substitution. I would like to see her without any Sira coil. And but at even as per request, I will give her for half milligram, 5 tablet, which she can use during the period of anxiety, and continue melatonin 10 milligram at bedtime, lamotrigine 150 milligram, 300 milligrams at bedtime, 50 milligram in the morning. I further explained that the role of the medication, risk benefit, side effect, I explained. She wanted to higher doses of the lamotrigine. I further discussed that I would like to see her in 2 weeks to see whether any further decompensation, then will we see some alternative medication. I also explained that possibility I just give several other options like Risperdal, Abilify, Geonan, but she does not want to take medication. She already tried an Abilify, which was not very helpful. But yet, I further discussed that I will see her improvement or not improvement, and then go from there to which she agreed. I further discussed that she should call her sister and get an appointment with the primary care physicians for the pain. She describes she is not able to walk, not able to sleep, and having difficulties all night long. I explain her the consequences of the pain. It is because of the pain she has been feeling nervous, and our other medications are not as effective as it was doing well. There was no involuntary movement, any symptoms of apathy, restlessness, there was no rashes, period assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed. Continue with the lamotrigine, 300 milligram at bedtime, 50 milligram in the morning, melatonin 10 milligram daily, at even I gave half milligram PRN, 5 tablet, she can use on a PRN basis. I further discuss I don't want to give more Ativan, which may interfere with the cognitive functioning. In place of Sira coil, I'm not replacing anything, and I will see in 2 weeks to which she agreed. Prognosis guarded, end of dictation. Next version is Brian, B-R-I-N, Brian. Scarfone, S-C-A-R-F-O-N-E. Date of birth is 2-26-1994. Telephone number is 313-316-5362. Identification data. Subject and object data. Brian was seen via doxy. He has consented for telehealth appointment. Brian was driving, and he described that he has been doing much better and pretty good with the medication. And for the last couple months, he described medication is working, and he is happy with the current combination of Ativan half milligram, which he used 0.25 milligram as needed, venlafaxine 150 milligram daily, buspirone 10 milligrams twice a day, and trazodone 50 milligram at bedtime. He was alert, oriented, mood was pleasant, affect was bright, his speech was clear, thought was organized, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any personal feeling. He can focus better at work, more productive, and having no difficulties with any medication. I further explain about whether he is seeing therapist or not. He describes so far he's not got any time to call them. But I further discuss if he's doing okay, he should continue, but develop some self-control, continue with the compliance, and if he develop any side effect, he should contact the office. There was no suicidal thoughts. I provided him some cognitive behavioral therapy and incurred deep breathing exercise and mindfulness therapy. Prognosis guarded. A 30-day supply of the medication was ordered. Next is a Petway, P-E-T-T-W-A-Y, Danielle, Danelle. Her date of birth is 11/13/1982. Phone number is 313-695-8256. Subject to Ajita. Danielle is a 42-year-old married Caucasian female who was seen for follow-up. See the Skype. She has been doing well and having no problem with the anxiety or sleep. Medication has been working. He described this medication is a miracle. Patient was started on Lexapro 10 mg daily and Geodon was increased to 100 mg daily. Also on melatonin 10 mg daily. She was alert oriented. Grooming has been good. Mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. Speech was clear. Denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations, any paranoid delusion, denies any panic episodes. Yet patient was cooperative, appropriate risk benefit side effect of this pain. Patient was also given insight into his medications, also about his ongoing issues and the problem, provided some cognitive behavioral therapy and encouraged that if she develops some anxiety, she should take some deep breathing exercise, period, and maybe she can follow up with a therapist, period. Assessment bipolar mood disorder with history of panic attack. Plan, continue with the supportive plan. I will continue with the current medications. There was no involuntary movement, any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Prognosis guarded. This is the nerve depression done by Dr. Stogi. Next relation. Is an Robinson Elizabeth, Robinson, Elizabeth, Elizabeth. Her date of birth is 5/24/1981. Phone number is 402-415-7872. Elizabeth is a 43-year-old married Caucasian female who has been in treatment for bipolar disorder, tardive dyskinesia. Missed last appointment. She described she was her insurance was having problem, therefore she worked on it. Her insurance was also having difficulty to approve Ingrezza 60 mg daily. She described her tardive dyskinetic movement has been reduced. Her mood remained pleasant. Affect was good. She denies any suicidal homicidal thought. Sometimes she has mood up and down, but mood stability is not there. But I further discussed that mood stability not only come with the medication, but also some psychosocial factors and her personal issues too, which he has to look into that. I also encourage that she should talk with the therapist so that she can maintain her sobriety. Also defer not to use any alcohol or drugs, even marijuana can change the situation. Also Seroquel 200 mg daily, Amantadine 100 mg BID, Lamictal 100 mg BID. She was alert, oriented, slim, Caucasian female. Her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal thought. There is a mild dyskinetic movement in tremor, dyskinetic movement in the mouth and mild tremors in the hand. It appears that her patient has been making slow and significant improvement. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder mixed, tardive dyskinesia. Currently stable and making positive improvement. Continue the current medications. I will send a refill of the prescription and encourage to get a complete laboratory profile. Get a laboratory profile in the form of Depakote level, liver enzymes, serum ammonia level, and follow appointment in 30 days. The end of dictation. Next location. Jackson Sherry Rose, JACKSONSHERIROSE. Her date of birth is 1/5/1988. Telephone number is 313-718-3469. Date of relation is 5/5/2025. Patient is a 37-year-old Afrikomic and female has been treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder, schizoaffective disorder, reported that she has been doing much better. She was seen by neurologist due to having neuropathy, and also the doctor also for sleep pattern. The doctor is going to put on sleep study, but she describes she does not need any sleeping pill anymore. She sleep normally and feeling quite good. Pre-appeared and she does not need any sleeping medication. Patient is on trazodone 100 milligram daily. Therefore, it was discontinued. Syrup coil was also discontinued. Currently, she is taking Zola 50 milligram daily. Benzatropine half milligram BID. Haldol 10 milligram BID. Depakote 250 milligrams twice a day. Nicotine patch 4 milligram tablet. Transdermal gum. Also, gabapentin 100 milligram. She described that her numbness and tingling in the limb is also improved. She is feeling much better and happy. I appreciate her constant regular compliance and improvement. Benefit side effect was declared. Supportive therapy was provided. Encouraged to continue seeing his therapist, and a prescription for 30 days was sent. Progress is guarded. End of dictation. Next relation is on Gail Frances, G-A-Y-E, Gail Frances, F-R-A-N-C-S. Her date of birth is 1-9-1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Subject to agenda. Frances is a 49-year-old Afrikomican female who was going somewhere with her children. Her son and a daughter have indicated that she has a doctor's appointment with the OBGYN to confirm whether she can take Abilify Maintena 400 milligram injection or not. During my last evaluation, I recommended that she has to check with the GYN before keep taking medication. As patient was insisting to continue with medication, I further explained her this is at least first 3 months are dangerous, and any psychotropic treatment should be avoided. But if she insisting for taking the medication, she has to check with the obstetric and gynecology, and we'll go from there. Patient described that she is 10 week pregnant and has an appointment with the GYN, obstetrician on 8th of the May. I further discussed that she should wait until then. She already have a prescription for Abilify Maintena 400 milligram daily, 4 milligram once a month. She was alert oriented. Otherwise, she claims she is feeling good, sleeping good, eating good. There was no suicidal thought, no hallucination, delusion. She has been compliance with the milieu and does not have any altercation with her husband. And her children are quite happy about mother's improvement. Prognosis guarded. Next relation on Sabo David, S-A-B-O David, D-A-V-I-D, date of birth is 6/23/1927, telephone number is 586-422-4840, subject to agenda. David stated that he currently has been living with his parents, and he has lost some weight. His current weight is 219 pounds, and he's feeling much relaxed and happy. He has a court case for traffic violation on April 10th, and that case was dropped. But for another case, he has to go to the court with another judge on May 21st. Yet he also described during this process he has to visit forensic center. It was third time, although it was gone well. Yet I further discussed that as long as he compliant with the medication, thing would be fine. He also described that he feels jitteriness with the medication. I further discussed it. This could be part of flufenazine. So either he has to reduce the dose or take Cogentin 1 milligram BID, PRN. and I will give a prescription of the medication. Yet patient denies any tremors, some restlessness there. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination or delusion. He's feeling much better, sleeping and eating all right. Assessment. Patient was provided support, education, and encouragement. Assessment. Schizophrenia chronic paranoid, undergoing stress due to pending legal cases. Continue the flufenazine 5 mg BID, olanzapine 20 mg at bedtime. Cogentin 1 mg BID was given to decrease the restlessness. Yet, I will avoid not to give any benzodiazepines or may consider propranolol would be another choice, but see whether the effect, whether he saw some positive improvement or not. I explain, also explain that if he has does not improve, in 2 weeks he should call my office for further appointment. Prognosis guarded and abduction. Next question is Kip Neiman, N-I-E-M-A-N. Date of birth is 12/16/1988. Telephone number is 586-260-0940. Subjective agita. Mr. Neiman is a 36-year-old, single Caucasian male, has been in treatment for bipolar depression. He has been working at New York. They described that yesterday he came from Michigan to New York and he was tired, therefore he was sleepy. He has been feeling much better, not having problem with his sleep or appetite, not any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Yet sometime he feel low, but otherwise he feeling all right. Patient in the past, I further remind that in the beginning he was having features of Asperger, but he was very consistent with the treatment and shows a significant improvement in overall functioning, and this could be part of residual symptoms. Maybe due to that, since he is doing good on current medication, I am not planning to make any changes. He is on Lamictal 100 milligram twice a day. Oh, 100 milligram in the morning, 200 milligram at bedtime, fluoxetine 20 milligram daily, Wellbutrin XL 300 milligram daily, Klonopin 0.5 milligram at bedtime on PRN basis. He has been consistent with the compliance, alert, oriented, he claimed. Overall, he is feeling much better, productive at work, focused better, no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, any side effect of the medication. I further discussed there is a number of other medication which can be used to potentiate the effect of this medication and decrease his ongoing depression and anxiety, cariprazine, CARPRAZINE, maybe 1.5 milligram once or twice a day, or may consider Rexulti, REXULTI. However, I don't want to make any changes. He is doing overall very well. Periodically he get down and set, for which he has to look other psychosocial factor to which he is agreed. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of gathesia, restlessness. Assessment, bipolar moods are depressed. Symptomatically stable, improved functioning at work. No suicidal thoughts, no psychotic behavior. Plan continue with reality orientation, supportive therapy, and abduction. Next question is on AIDS, Rosemary. YATES, Rosemary, ROSEMARY. Her date of birth is 10/9/1950. Telephone number is 586-731-0776. Rosemary is a 74-year-old single Caucasian female who has been seeing me for medication review and follow-up. The refill of the prescription is given by Dr. Kako, her primary care doctor. She has been maintaining a Depakote 500 milligrams in the morning, 500 milligram and 250 milligram combination at bedtime, Zoloft 100 milligram daily. She has been doing much better and happy. She described Today she described she has been undergoing a lot of stress and she was tearful. A cry that her brother is in hospital for last 2 weeks and his condition is not very good. He has lost several pounds of weight. He was the only support for her. However, his sister is also supportive and they are she is unable to go to the hospital because she does not drive Pierre. However, she described since she has been taking good care of herself, the left knee pain has been improved. She was alert. She described she is not feeling suicidal. Medication has been helping. Does not have any mood swings or any symptoms of hallucination and delusion. Sleeping and eating all right. Patient was cooperative, appropriate, attentive. No irritability and agitation. Patient was provided support, encouragement, and also reality orientation to accept the reality. And he with God bless, his brother would be fine, to which she agreed. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, undergoing psychosocial stress, pain in the left knee. Plan: continue with therapy, continue follow with the prayer, medical doctor, continue with the supportive care, keep taking the same medication. I have not made any change in the treatment. Progress is guarded. End of dictation. Next variation and the last variation on Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Shaila, S-H-A-L-Y-S-A, Salsa. Her date of birth is 6/11/1989. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Subjective, objective. Salsa is a 35-year-old, married Caucasian female. Country, she is working in a attorney office. And her husband is a Hello driver. She is mother of three young kids. She was reported she was nervous and anxious and jittery because she is not getting any babysitter yet, and the kids are in school and she has to take care of her. She also indicated that the work also allowed for 3 days to work from home, 2 days from on the office. And she is trying to work on it. I further discuss. It is a good arrangement by her employer, and she has to find out some ways to provide care. She also described because of this, she get nervous and anxious, but currently taking Lexapro 20 mg daily and amphetamine 20 mg daily. She described this month she has two periods, two monthly menstruation. She does not know what happened. I further discuss since she has been seeing GYN, she should discuss with them. Her prescription for Lexapro is given by her primary care member, her GYN. Patient was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized, there was no suicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucination or perceived feeling. Patient communicate and ventilate her feeling and start feeling better. Assessment: attention deficit disorder, depressive disorder, NOS. Plan: continue the supportive plan, encouraged to work on her psychosocial stress. A 30-day supply was ordered. Follow appointment was given 30 days. This is the end of dictation, then by Dr. Stogie. Progress is fair.